And now let's take a few minutes to sort through what the film critics are saying about this week's new movie releases. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate Summary Judgment.
First off, happy Earth Day from all of us here at Summary Judgment. We all like the Earth because we know without Earth, there would be no movies. And without movies, there'd be no Summary Judgment. And without some, well, I'm no scientist, but I know there's a connection somewhere. And what's Earth Day without three big wide releases to enjoy? First up from director Sidney Pollack is the political thriller The Interpreter. Nicole Kidman stars as a United Nations interpreter who overhears an assassination plot, and Sean Penn plays the Secret Service agent who must protect her even as he suspects her.
How'd you happen to be up there after hours?
We had an evacuation. I left some of my things in the sound booth. I had to go back for them.
Mm-hmm. And at that moment, there happened to be a couple of fellows talking about an assassination in a language that you and maybe eight other people understand in a room full of microphones.
Do you think I'm making it up?
Overall, most of the nation's critics applaud the film's acting and intelligent plot, while a few griped about the pace. Like the Arizona Republic, which warned, this film can cause drowsiness and should not be viewed while operating heavy machinery. But the Minneapolis Star Tribune adds The Interpreter is the sort of thoughtful, grown-up entertainment that the big studios hardly make anymore, and Rolling Stone shouts that it bristles with the smart, steadily engrossing tension that marks such 1970s goodies as All the President's Men, The Parallax View, and Pollack's own 3 Days of the Condor. Next up is the comedy King's Ransom, starring Anthony Anderson and Jay Mohr. A rich mogul fakes his own kidnapping to get out of alimony payments, and the studio didn't release the film in advance for the critics, which is a sure sign they think the critics wouldn't even read the ransom note.
Call 911. Help! Please help me! Oh, God, help me! I'm being kidnapped! Woo! I love it when a plan comes together.
Sounds critic-proof anyway. And finally is the romantic comedy A Lot Like Love, in which Ashton Kutcher and Amanda Peet play two people who meet, become friends, then more than friends, then a hit song plays on the soundtrack, there's probably a scene in the rain, you know the routine.
You really think that 6 years from now, a guy like me with a job, a house, a car, a nice car, and a future, you think I'm going to have a problem finding somebody to fall in love with me?
Oh, I think you're going to have a big problem.
The critics are split on this one. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer calls it charming and at times disarmingly surprising, and even the New York Times admits the film isn't half bad and every so often is pretty good. But Entertainment Weekly gripes that A Lot Like Love is a lot like a romantic comedy, except that all that's keeping these two kids apart is the trivially insufferable movie they're in. And the Washington Post sniffs, A Lot Like Love, hardly. Would you believe maybe a little like mild indifference? Wow, I think the Washington Post wants to break up and start seeing other movies. And just remember, there's no better way to celebrate Earth Day than to go inside a dark movie theater and pretend you're in the middle of the Earth's core. That is, if the Earth's core has Dolby surround sound, cold soda, and raisinettes. But who's to say it doesn't?
Mark Jordan Ligon is no scientist, but he is a writer who lives in Los Angeles. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.